Blog Talk Radio.
USA Live with your host, John Edgley.
Today on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, we are live from Los Angeles, California. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about student loans that are government-backed are crushing American families. We're going to tell you if it's affecting you and your family and how you can get out from under it. Brace yourself, America. Let's do this. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Welcome to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley, President and CEO of American Negotiators. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. SavedFromDebt.com is how you can find them, and you can call 972-200-1187. We have a jam-packed show for you today. We have some very exciting things happening on our show. One is that we will be playing the entire song of one of our favorite artists, Otep Shemaya. She just got off of a tour, is in the middle of recording a new album, and we're going to tell you what's been going on with her. And we have some exciting news coming up when she is going to join us live in the studio, and we are very excited about that. Now, this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. We are the number one credit show, and that is thanks to you. We are sponsored today by Ticket Finders, Ticket Finders USA. Go to TicketFindersUSA.com or 214-373-0909. All right, let's get to this. CNN Money is reporting more than a decade after loans were set forth and students wanted their American dreams to come true, we have some statistics of what's been going on. Aurora Amendola first set foot on her dream campus, and she and her mother still shoulder the cost of the choice. She has been accepted to New York University in 1998, but even after adding up scholarships, grants, and max could take out federal student loans, the private university, among the nation's coolest, still seemed out of reach. One program that was supposed to fill the gap, she was supposed to be eligible for a different type of federal loan meant to help parents finance their children's college costs. despite her mother's modest income at the time, about $25,000 of a year as a freelance writer, she estimates. The government quickly approved her for this loan. There was a simple credit check, no check of income or whether her mother or single mother could afford to repay these loans. Her mother took out $17,000 in a federal parent loan for the first 2 years for her daughter. And her daughter went on to attend NYU. But the burden soon became too much, with federal strength mounting. And she found herself, who had promised to repay the loans, she had to withdraw herself the sophomore year. She later finished her degree at a far less expensive Hunter's College, part of the public city, University of New York, and went on to earn a full scholarship. Today, America, a dozen years later, she is still in debt and is also nearly doubled with fees and interest, that the $17,000 loan is now $33,000. And although she is paying on the loan herself, and her mother continues to price for loans that she couldn't afford, she's falling into delinquency status and has damaged her credit, and it's making it ineligible for her to borrow more when it's time for her other sister to go to college. Now, here's the deal that you need to understand. These types of loans, you need to, a parent student loan, it still falls on the students to pay the loan. And the problem that we're running into and the problem that we're seeing is that there's no the qualifications are not strict enough. And since the qualifications are not strict enough, what is happening is that people are getting approved for loans that they should not be getting approved for loans, much like back with the home crisis, you know, when they would give you a home for just signing a piece of paper. No income verification. Sure, give you a $300,000 home. You can't afford it, then down the road, the taxpayers end up paying that money. Not a good thing. Now, the thing is that this Nismo's, she's not alone. As the cost of college has spiraled up ever out upward and the median family income it just continues to fall, in, the loan program called the Parent Loan Plus has become indispensable for increasing numbers of parents desperate to make their children go to college. Last year, if you're ready for this, the government dispersed $10.6 billion in Parent Plus loans to get under a million families. Just under a million families actually got that money. So $10.6 billion, just under a million families got it. Even adjusted for inflation, that's still $6.3 billion more than it dispersed back in 2000, and to nearly twice as many borrowers. As the joint examination by Pro Publications and the Chronicle of Higher Education have found, that PLUS loans can sometimes hurt the very families they are intended to help. The loans are both remarkably easy to get and nearly impossible to get out from under for families. See, you have to understand, guys, when the government gives you student loans, they're the one entity that can garnish your wages, that can take money from your checking account, that can do so many other things that collection agencies can't do. And it's important that you understand that when you are dealing with a student loan like this, it is something that's going to follow you for a very, very long time. Now, if you'd like to join this show live, you can call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. And you can, you know, if you want to press 1 and you want to be part of the show, you are welcome to do that. And all you have to do is just, I'd like to hear your point of view of this. The bottom line here is, do you know, does your parents really understand what you are getting into when you get these types of student loans? Okay, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. We need to take a quick break. As we go to break, this is Justin Bieber off his number one album. The song is called As Long As You Love Me. Take a listen, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, live from Los Angeles, California. I am your host, John Ansley. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
We could be starving. We could be homeless. We could be broke. As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum. I'll be your silver. I'll be your gold. As long as you love me.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
I am Police Officer 2, Brian Taylor. This is my partner, Officer Zavala.
I'm in my chonies.
I know, dude. Come on, come on.
I'm in my chonies. No.
Come on, man.
We were Precinct Patrol here at Newton, one of the toughest divisions in the LAPD.
Take pride in what you do, you guys.
Yes, sir.
I got him. Try to run. Pit him, man.
You know, I see you guys out here being good little company, man. It's all fun and games. You get to run and jump and fight and shoot.
I'm down with that.
Watch your six.
Everybody here is family.
You know I love you, man.
I would lay down my life for you, dude.
Hey, partner, what's up?
I want to have a daughter, man. That'd be so cool. Just don't let her date cops. She's not dating anyone. Okay. Ever.
105 North Avenue, 52.
3rd Century 13, Roger.
What are we looking for again?
Dope, money, and guns.
¿Hablas inglés o español?
Good!
You good, partner?
I'm good.
What?
This election, to me, is about which candidate is more likely to return us to full employment. This is a clear choice. The Republican plan is to cut more taxes on upper-income people and go back to deregulation. That's what got us in trouble in the first place. President Obama has a plan to rebuild America from the ground up, investing in innovation, education, and job training. It only works if there is a strong middle class. That's what happened when I was president. We need to keep going with his plan.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
When you lead LA's most notorious team of investigators...
I am Catherine Rader, Major Crimes Unit.
There's a strict set of rules.
I don't want any more shooting.
But Captain Sharon Rader knows...
I want a transfer.
That's not good.
Rules are meant to be broken. You're just 4 weeks away.
I don't think you understand. Keep talking. See what happens.
Now let's cause a little social unrest.
Fuck her!
From the summer's most anticipated show, Major Crimes. This August on TNT.
We can't do this.
I'm not you.
I destroyed that girl.
The sexiest affair on television is also the most scandalous.
Mr. President, you have lipstick on your mouth.
Scandal, season premiere Thursday, September 27th after Grey's Anatomy on ABC.
Baby.
Hello, Brian.
I was just leaving you a message.
I wanted to surprise you.
Well, you succeeded. Welcome to Istanbul.
Mom, look at this.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Dad's the best, huh? Yes, he is.
You're so
slaughtered our man. Our brothers, our sons. We will find him. We will have our revenge. He's here. I want all three of them alive.
Listen to me carefully, Kim. Your mother is going to be taken. People are going to come for you, too.
We are live from Los Angeles, California, and that is the amazing country music superstar Taylor Swift and her brand new hit single, number one album, We Are Never, Ever, Ever Getting Back Together, and that song is dedicated to Jake Gyllenhaal. You hear the Police here in Dallas? Actually, here in Los Angeles, excuse me, because we are live in Los Angeles today. I'll tell you, that's one thing I've noticed here in Los Angeles is the Police are constantly, police, firemen, they're constantly going in this city. So you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Don't forget, coming up here in a few minutes, we are going to play Breed by OTEP. We are going to play the entire song. If you would like to join the show live, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. Today we are talking about student loans that are crushing American families. In other words, they took out more than what they bit off more than what they could chew. Also coming up, we're going to have our ever popular song pick of the week, and we're going to have our entertainment segment. Make sure you stay tuned because all of that's going to be some good information. All right. So what we're talking about here is the parent student loans. And basically what it is, it's a loan that your parent can get for you, but you are still responsible for paying for it. And the woman that we were just talking about earlier, she took out $17,000, but she's ending up paying $33,000. Now, that's double what she took out. How does that help someone get a job? How does that help somebody with what they're doing? I mean, for me, If you really truly want to help someone and you're wanting to help them get a student loan to better themselves, you don't make it a burden for them to pay it back. And that's just what the government is doing here. So for me, I think this policy and procedures need to really be relooked at. So, you know, what this is saying so far is that last year, the government dispersed $10.6 billion in Parent Plus loans to get under, and that was just under to a million families. But even if it was adjusted for inflation, that's still $6.3 billion more that was dispersed back in 2000. That's nearly twice as many borrowers. And what this is meaning is these loans are supposed to be designed, and only certain people are supposed to be getting them. And that's not what's happening, is that it's too easy to get these loans. And then the student is already overwhelmed and overburdened financially before they ever get out of college. And, you know, that's just not a good thing. So, you know, right now the government runs the program by the seat of his pants, says Mark Kachowitz, publisher of two, I'm not going to read his title because it's just too long. You do have some parents who are borrowing $100,000 or more for their children's college education who are getting it completely over their heads. So those parents are going in default and their lives are going to be ruined because they were allowed to borrow more than they could pay back. Much attention has been focused on students burdened with loans throughout their lives. The recent growth in the PLUS program highlights another way the social burden of paying for college has shifted to families. It means some parents are now saddled with children's college debt even as they approach retirement. Unlike other federal student loans, PLUS loans don't have to be set up, don't have a set-up cap on borrowing. Parents can take out as much as they need to cover the gap between the other financial aid and the financial cost of attendance. Colleges eager to boost enrollment, colleges that are eager to boost enrollment and help families find financial aid often steer parents towards these loans, recommending that they take these loans out thousands of dollars with no consideration to whether how they can afford it or how they can pay it back. Now, remember, this stuff comes back on the family. This comes back on the students. It comes back on the parents. And the parents are responsible for paying this back, too. And the problem that here is that they're taking out too much money, and then they can't pay it back. You know, it's just because it's available doesn't mean that you need to take advantage of it. It means that you need to do the responsible thing and take out only what you need. But that is assuming that Americans are going to be responsible, which they've shown time and time and time again, that if you give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. So there needs to be some restraints put on these loans to not have a cap of what somebody can apply for under these loans. Is absolutely stupid and ridiculous, and that needs to be addressed immediately by the government. The U.S. Department of Education doesn't know how many parents have defaulted on these loans. This article goes on to say with CNN Money. It doesn't analyze or publish default rates for the PLUS program with the same detail it does for other federal education loans. It doesn't calculate, for instance, what percentage of borrowers defaulted in the first 4 years of their repayment period, a figure that the department analysis for the other federal loans will give you. Schools with high default rates over time can be penalized and become ineligible for these types of programs, as they should be. You know, the thing is that if these colleges are approving these people for these loans and they're not paying them back, the problem is that at the end of the day, we as the consumers end up paying it back. And that's not right. That's not right. They should only take out what they can take out. So, hearing that music means we need to take a quick break. And this is Keith Urban. And it's going to be a long, hot summer. Now, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Coming up in the next few minutes, we're going to play the entire hit music of OTEP, and we're going to play Breed, one of the best songs that I heard her do live when I heard her show. Amazing, amazing cover of, I believe, Nirvana. Yeah, Nirvana. So, and everybody loves Nirvana. So, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Also, don't miss our big song pick of the week. It's a good one. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. If you'd like to join the show live, call 619-638-8513. That is 619-638-8513. And press 1 so the producers will know you want to be part of the show. Here's Keith. Have a great. We'll be right back.
I met a girl.
Well, what's her name?
White trash name, yes.
Mandy.
No.
Brittany.
No.
Speed run. I'm going to rattle off some names.
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra.
No.
Wait, was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
Ah!
10. Rated R. Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
Yeah, 31.
What gift is that? Silver, ivory?
Oh, we got each other the new cable subscription.
Oh, great.
It's a lot of channels.
If you're wondering,
it feels like Arnold and I aren't going towards anything anymore. I want a real marriage again.
I think for that to happen, we would have to risk everything just to shake things up.
It's not impossible. Not too late.
When you want to go to intensive couples counseling in Maine.
The flight leaves tomorrow. I'm going to be on it.
I hope you're happy.
Kay and Arnold, I'm so glad you're here.
Well, that makes one of us.
You two have come here to try to restore intimacy to your marriage.
This is insane. We're not 22 years old anymore.
I would like to assign you your first exercise. Tonight, I would like you to spend a period of time with your arms around one another.
I think we better stop.
I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith and try something.
I'm looking for sex tips for a straight woman from a gay man.
It's most likely way out of your comfort zone.
I'm just not... That's not me. I just can't do that.
You come up here, you spend 1 week, and you're supposed to have a new marriage?
Arnold, your wife is very unhappy. And you have to ask yourself, have I done all I could?
This election, to me, is about which candidate is more likely to return us to full employment. This is a clear choice. The Republican plan is to cut more taxes on upper-income people and go back to deregulation. That's what got us in trouble in the first place. President Obama has a plan to rebuild America from the ground up, investing in innovation, education, and job training. It only works if there is a strong middle class. That's what happened when I was president. We need to keep going with his plan.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
When you lead L.A.'s most notorious team of investigators...
I am Captain Rader, Major Crimes Unit.
There's a strict set of rules.
I don't want any more shooting.
But Captain Sharon Rader knows...
I want a transfer.
That's not good.
Rules are meant to be broken. You're just 4 weeks away.
I don't think you understand. Keep talking. See what happens.
Now let's cause a little social unrest.
From the summer's most anticipated show, Major Crimes. This August on TNT.
Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, live from Los Angeles, California. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, and I'm your host, John Ashley. 25 years of experience is what you get in the credit and debt industry listening to this show. So make sure you tell your friends and family about it. And we are heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Today we are talking about student loans and the programs that are out there that are literally costing families hundreds of or thousands of dollars more. In one case, a student borrowed $17,000 and they're paying back $33,000. Is that fair? Now, coming up in the next 5 minutes, we're going to play OTEP's entire single, Breed, off her last album, Ascension, or one of her albums, Ascension, I believe, is the one that was on. But we're going to play the entire song, which no other radio station is doing currently. And coming up in our entertainment news, we're going to tell you about not one, but two albums that OTEP has coming out. And we're going to tell you some other entertainment news. Right now, let's do our ever-popular song pick of the week. It is by the amazing country music superstar, Jason Aldean. It's called Take a Little Ride. Jason Aldean is one of the biggest country music superstars in the world. And let me tell you something. This guy, everything he sings touches gold. It turns to gold. So take a listen to Take a Little Ride. Here it is. Actually, let's do our little thing. You ready? Ready, California? Ready, America? And everyone listening outside the United States? It's new, it's dangerous, and it's in your face. And this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, song pick of the week. Jason Aldean, Take a Little Ride. Take a listen.
Been going round and round all day, baling some hay and stacking it all up. Can't wait for the sun to go down, rolling the town. Shine the old truck up, swing by the quick stop, grab a little shiner box, then ease on out your way to your place around 8 o'clock. Well, I'm just ready to ride this Chevy down a little back road. Find your pretty little cell phone over, get a little closer, turn up the radio, put your pretty pink toes on the dash, lean the seat back. Man, I swear there ain't nothing looks better than that. Sweet tan little thing with nothing to do. I want to take a little ride with you.
All right, that was Jason Aldean. That was our song pick of the week. That song is called Take a Little Ride, and we need to take a little break. And when we come back, we will be playing OTEP's entire single of Breed. If you would like to join us live in the studio, 619-638-8513. That's 619-638-8513. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, live from Los Angeles. We'll be right back.
There it was at the tips of my fingers.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
What's your name?
Kenneth James.
Will you give yourself to this program?
Yes, sir. There is nothing that you wouldn't do for this country. You
just the tip of the iceberg.
Aaron Cross, we have never seen valuations like this. He's Treadstone without the inconsistency.
I've never met anybody in the program.
So how many of us are there?
You asked too many questions.
Jason Bourne is in Manhattan.
Confirmed.
What?
That's all I have. Gotta go.
People, listen.
This election, to me, is about which candidate is more likely to return us to full employment. This is a clear choice. The Republican plan is to cut more taxes on upper-income people and go back to deregulation. That's what got us in trouble in the first place. President Obama has a plan to rebuild America from the ground up, investing in innovation, education, and job training. It only works if there is a strong middle class. That's what happened when I was president. We need to keep going with his plan.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
When you lead L.A.'s most notorious team of investigators...
I am Captain Rader, Major Crimes Unit.
There's a strict set of rules.
I don't want any more shooting.
But Captain Sharon Rader knows...
I want a transfer.
That's not good.
Rules are meant to be broken. You're just 4 weeks away.
I don't think you understand. Keep talking. See what happens.
Now let's cause a little social unrest.
Come back!
From the summer's most anticipated show, Major Crimes. This August on TNT.
Welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley. That is the late, the great Whitney Houston, Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Today we are talking about student loans and how a specific student loan is actually crushing American families with the amount of money that is having to be paid back. Now, I'm not saying this is the government's fault. This is actually your fault if you get this loan and you don't pay it back. You know, the thing is that you shouldn't get a loan that you don't think you can pay back. But the government holds a little bit of responsibility, and I will tell you why when we come back. Now, what everybody has been waiting for, attention OTEP fans, off of her album called Ascension, this is the entire song of the cover she did from Nirvana, the great Nirvana, Kurt Cobain, and it's called Breed. Enjoy.
Nirvana means freedom from pain, suffering. We'll be right back.
All right, everybody, that was OTEP, and that was her single Breed off of her Ascension album. Coming up in entertainment news, coming up in 10 minutes, we will tell you about OTEP's not one, but her two albums that are going to be coming out. And we do need to take a quick break. And when we come back, we will continue to talk about how the student loans, these types of student loans are crushing people. Now, coming up on next week's show, we've talked about how you do not want to have credit cards, and we have found a debit card that has the lowest fee and has the most access of any debit cards. It's a show you do not want to miss next Wednesday. Make sure that you stay tuned. And you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, and we are live from Los Angeles, California, on Blog Talk Radio. This is Kelly Clarkson, Stronger. We'll be right back.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone.
We can't do this.
Sexiest affair on television is also the most scandalous.
Mr. President, you have lipstick on your mouth.
Scandal season premiere Thursday, September 27th after Grey's Anatomy on ABC.
This election, to me, is about which candidate is more likely to return us to full employment. This is a clear choice. The Republican plan is to cut more taxes on upper-income people and go back to deregulation. That's what got us in trouble in the first place. President Obama has a plan to rebuild America from the ground up, investing in innovation, education, and job training. It only works if there is a strong middle class. That's what happened when I was president. We need to keep going with his plan.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
This fall, we're making big changes to my daytime talk show. We'll be covering all the big stories, joined by big stars, and best of all, we'll be live. So you can do more than just watch the show. Come be part of it. Join the conversation live in real time through Facebook, Skype, Twitter, and email. Daytime's about to get a lot more fun.
Anderson Live, coming September 10th. Go to AndersonCooper.com for local listings.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasFunding.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasFunding.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137773.
Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body. Ain't nothing new before. I think I remember though.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is Usher, Falling in Love Again, his number one single. This is John Ashley, and we are live from Los Angeles, California. And we have a jam-packed show for you, and our show is coming to an end, so we want to remind you of a few things. One, tomorrow night, the vice presidential debate, the only debate that there is going to be between these candidates, is tomorrow night. Who will take home the prize? Unless you've been living under a rock, President Obama completely dropped the ball last week. However, I think he was just off his game, and Mitt Romney just lied through his teeth. If you are a voter out there, you must vote. And if you vote for Romney based off of last week's debate, then you are voting for a liar. He lied about every single thing he said. It's so funny because if you listen to President Obama, a new Mitt Romney showed up on stage, and that could have been what took President Obama off guard so much, is that he could not believe how much he was standing there blatantly lying to everybody. But the problem for President Obama is he didn't call him on it. He didn't call him on it on anything. He just was off his game. So tomorrow night on every station you can think of is going to be the vice presidential debate, and you need to watch. Coming up in 27 days, you must vote. I don't care who you vote for. I prefer you vote for Obama because that is who I'm voting for. However, you need to vote or you can't bitch. Remember, if you want to bitch about what's going on in the country, you must participate in voting. So get out the vote. Make sure that you're registered to vote wherever you can vote, and make sure you vote. Okay, we have been talking about student loans and the student loan parent program that is crushing families. And we don't really have any more time to talk about this, but this article will be on our website, on our Facebook page. So make sure that you go and you read this article, because it's very, very important that you understand what type of loan that you are getting. Now let's get to our entertainment news. Today's birthdays, David Lee Roth, the lead vocalist of Van Halen, turns 58. The Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre turns 43. Pop singer Maya turns 33. Helen Hayes turns, he's no longer with us. So Mario Lopez of Extra. And actually, Mario Lopez is rumored to be the new host of the USA's X Factor. Him, and believe it or not, it is along with Khloe Kardashian. But Mario Lopez turns 39 years old today. We're going to do just a couple more. There's a lot of them, but we're going to do just a couple more. Dale Earnhardt Jr., he's a NASCAR racing driver. He turns 38. Country music legend Tanya Tucker turns 54. And who are we going to do? One last one. Peter Cote. He's a famous actor, and he mainly just does his voice. And we'll give him a shout-out here. Shout-out, voice. He's 71 today. All right. Now, there's been some American Idol drama, and Nicki Minaj is being reported, allegedly, that Nicki Minaj threatened Mariah Carey with a gun. The producers at American Idol are denying this. However, TMZ is reporting that they have talked to people that were standing around and actually overheard this. Now, there are speculation that this is nothing more than just a... this is nothing more than just them trying to generate ratings by generating controversy. However, that's just not what's going on. Now, in Lindsay Lohan news, it just gets worse for this family. You know, a few weeks ago, Lindsay Lohan was arrested in New York City, which I was really kind of hoping that she was not going to get arrested in New York City, since she's been in jail so many times in California, it's not even funny. But this morning, her and her mother got into a fight. The police were called by her dad, And TMZ is reporting that Lindsay Lohan was saying that her mom was on cocaine. Lindsay Lohan made a hysterical plea for help to her father as she claimed she was being kidnapped by Dina Lohan, screaming, "Dad, she's on cocaine. She's like touching my neck and she is scratching me." TMZ broke the story that Lindsay and Dina got into a ballistic argument after leaving an NYC nightclub at 4 a.m. First of all, what in the hell is a mother doing in a nightclub with her daughter at 4 a.m.? Dina Lohan needs to really get a clue, because she can't be your daughter's best friend and be her manager and her parent all at the same time. During Lindsay's conversation with her dad, Lindsay tells him that the fight ignited over money. Lindsay said she gave her mother $40,000 because Dina claimed she needed it to save her home from foreclosure. Nonetheless, Lindsay wanted her money back, and that's when the fireworks erupted. Now, it's just ridiculous of all the stuff that just goes crazy with this. Real Housewives Miami star was arrested. Peter Russell was arrested for battery today after stalking a homeless man in the balls last week. This was according to Miami law enforcement. Lindsay Lohan is supposed to be hugging it out with Dina, supposedly, in the last few minutes after this story is being reported. There was a 911 prank that happened with Justin Bieber. This is what we've heard. A 911 call came in to Los Angeles last night, the caller claiming someone was waving a gun right next to Justin's L.A. home. Police sent the cavalry, cops, helicopters to work, sources tell us. Justin's security let the cops in, and they did a sweep of the house, but nothing was found. They are now saying this was just a hoax. You know, whenever they do these kind of hoaxes, you know who pays for these? The taxpayers. And California is already bankrupt, you know. Taylor Swift is getting a lot of backlash from her latest album. It's called Red. Taylor Swift is responding to all the haters. Taylor Swift isn't just singing about her troubles anymore. She is speaking about them, too. She's speaking out about them, too, excuse me. She says she's 22 years old, and she sings about the things that happened in her life. There is a song that is being labeled a kidnapper for dating a 19. She is being actually labeled a kidnapper for dating an 18-year-old Connor Kennedy. Yes, Taylor Swift is dating an 18-year-old Kennedy. And, you know, he's not that great looking, actually, but, you know. Oh, let's get to some good news here. In the music industry, the American Music Awards will be presented November 18th at the Nokia Theater, and it will be broadcast live on ABC. Let's tell you the nominees. For Artist of the Year, it will be Justin Bieber, Drake, Maroon 5, Katy Perry, and Rihanna. For New Artist of the Year is J. Cole, Fun, Gautier, Carly Rae Jepsen, in One Direction. Male artist for a pop rock group is Justin Bieber, Flo Rida, Pitbull, and Usher. Female artist for pop rock is Kelly Clarkson, Nicki Minaj, Katy Perry, and Rihanna. Band, duo, or group pop rock is Maroon 5 is nominated, One Direction also, and The Wanted. Album pop rock, Justin Bieber, Believe, Maroon 5, Overexposed, Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, Reloaded, Roman Reloaded, and One Direction, Up All Night. Male country artist is Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Eric Church. Female artist for country music is Miranda Lambert, Taylor Swift, and Carrie Underwood. Band, duo, or group for country music is nominated for Zac Brown, Lady Antebellum, Rascal Flatts, and the album, new album country, Luke Bryan, Kel Gates and Tan Lines, Lionel Richie for Tuscany, and Carrie Underwood for Blown Away. Artist in a hip-hop group, Drake, Nicki Minaj, and Tasha. Album, rap and hip-hop, J. Cole for Cole World. The Sideline Story, Drake, Take Care. Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded. Male artist for a soul R&B is Chris Brown and Trey Songz, and Usher are all nominated. And just to name just a couple more, because we're not going to go through. We're actually almost all the way through now. Female artist of soul and R&B is Beyonce. Mary J. Blige is also nominated, and Rihanna. Album for R&B is Chris Brown, Fortune, Rihanna, Talk About That Talk, Usher, Looking for Myself. That's what we're going to do at this point. Also, in some further entertainment news, it is now being reported that Chris Brown and Rihanna are back together. You heard me right. They are back together. This is after just 3 years after Chris Brown beat the living shit out of Rihanna on the way to the Grammys. Silence is never the answer, guys. It is never the answer. So I don't understand her going back to him. I've heard a lot of different reasons. For me, none of those reasons are at all moving. Coming up, make sure that this week you also watch Glee, and make sure you watch the vice presidential debates. The Secret Life of an American Teenager has just been canceled. And let's tell you a little bit more here. And it's so important that the Breaking Dawn Part 2 is already outselling. Already outselling. The pre-sales are number one for the Breaking Dawn number one. So now that's all the time we have today. You were listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Ashley. Make sure that you do everything for yourself. Keep reaching for the stars, because that's where it all is. Now listen to our closing song. It's called Proud. Ask yourself, what have you done today to make yourself feel proud? Have a great day, everybody. This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, and we have been live from Los Angeles, California. Make sure you join us next week live in Dallas, Texas, and we will be telling you where you can get the least expensive debit card with the best benefits. Have a great day. I can feel my soul.